It's a great bliss to be here. Throughout the years, whatever we did in the community, the dream was that those who are there will go lamaila lamaila, to go higher and higher. And it was always our objective that no matter what, people should be able to learn something in our kehila and then go weiter. And to go ahead and be here tonight, first of all, to see Rav Singer, what he's done here in the Kollel together with the Rav Kora of Pleasure. It happens to be Rav Friedman and I were chavrusas together. So I come here and see that, and see all the mishpachas, all the friends, those who were in our kehila, those who lived there, those who visited, and our chaveirim throughout the years. It's tremendous, tremendous chizik at this time, and Hashem should give great bracha to the kollel, that it should continue going lamaila lamaila, and be marbitz Torah with bracha. Tonight's topic, tshuva, personal avoda versus national fate. So let me start with this. A man asked his wife what she would like for her birthday. And she said, nothing would make me happier than a diamond necklace. And so he gave her nothing. And I can't say that he was particularly happy after that. Sometimes you have a word, you mean something, and it means something else to somebody else. A number of years ago, my wife and I were in California for a chasna. Someone who, Baruch Hashem, the mishpacha, many years ago, became from in our kehila, and then they moved up north. And the son was getting married to a fine young lady from California. And the family had been in up north for many years. And Masada Kedushin came from, it was the Rav who had been with them the last years. And it came to the Chasna. And what happened was, my wife and the Rebbetzin from up north walked into the area of the chuppah. And the Rebbetzin said, my husband is not going to be happy. My husband is not going to be happy here. They walked into the chuppah area, and men and women were sitting together. And she said, my husband stipulated and said that there has to be separate seating. And my husband's going to see this. I don't know what he's going to do. That's what she told my wife. So she went as a Rebbetzin. That Rebbetzin said, I have to go find my husband, tell him what's going on here. A few minutes later, the Rav, the one in Sadi Kedushin, came and spoke to the Rebbetzin and to my wife. He was laughing. He said, you know what happened? What happened was, he said, I went to the one running the affair, Chelsea. And I said, I don't understand. I don't understand. I asked you one thing. I said there has to be separate seating. And Chelsea said, I don't know. I know it was so important to you that I didn't ask the maitre d' to do it. I stood there. And as everybody walked into the room, I said, the guests of the groom to the right, the guests of the groom to the left, separate seating. This is my Sushaya. People have no idea of what you are saying. They have no idea what world you're in. 2 months ago, I spoke in Cleveland, and Baruch Hashem, I had the opportunity to share with many. I've been in Miami close to 40 years, and I, Baruch Hashem, was able to put together a book reflecting what happened during those years, all different kinds of incidents to learn from, for all of us to learn from. You go, you have experience, you want other people to know. So I spoke in Cleveland, and someone came over to me afterwards, and he took a copy of the book, looked at it. He said he's a Baal Tshuva for many, many years. And he looked at this book. He said he plans on sharing every week at the Shabbos table something from it. He said, let me tell you something. He grew up in a small town in Pennsylvania. I'm not going to say the name of the town because there's more detail to it. He grew up in this town many years ago. The family was, shall we say, traditional, not orthodox, but the nature of the temple that he was with was traditional. And he had moved away many years before, and he had the circumstances. His father was Nifter, so he contacted the clergy who was there in this town at that time, because it was not the same who had been there when he grew up. So he called the clergy to talk to him for plans for a Levaya. And the clergy said, what's a Levaya? You understand what's out there? You understand what's out there in Klal Yisrael with our brothers and sisters? You have to understand where people are coming from to be able to relate to them. And it's interesting that one of the experiences that you have in dealing with individuals who don't have background is that you gain clarity because you have to be able to explain things. Nothing is for granted. And it puts you in position where you come to a level of understanding that you may not have had before. Some years ago, I was invited to speak in University of Miami, Hillel. And it was in Chodesh Elul. So I figured, wonderful, I'll speak to them about Elul. And actually, I was telling them, oh, this is the month to prepare Elul. Yom HaDin is coming, Day of Judgment is coming, and we know very well different Maisim about Elul. For example, Rabbi Sion Lapian, a son of Rabbi Eliezer Lapian, when he was a child, he went to the market in Kelm. And he heard two people, not Yidden, two people, not Jewish, talking. And there was an issue going on with someone wanting to make a purchase. And Rabbi Sion Lapian said, he heard them say, whatever's going on, we know we can trust these Jewish people now because it's Elul. Rav Shalom Shvadron said that he grew up with his mother telling him there was an issue with his behavior. He said, how can you behave like this? It's Elul. The fish in the sea are trembling. So this is the attitude towards Yom HaDin. This is what the attitude of Fir de Kedoras had regarding Elul. Not only Eden, but even not Eden knew what was going on during Elul. And of course we know Elul comes we see Vayasura Saoretz, the Targum says, the Alalun es Ara. And I always appreciate Vayaturu tour. In English, the word tour, there's etymology. A lot of words are connected to words that you have in Lashon HaKodesh. Vayaturu, they went to tour. The Alalun, they searched, they went through. A tour is to go search. Elul means to go search. That's the Targum, Vayaturu Saoretz. And I explained to them, I noted the words of the Chayei Odom. Chayev kol Odom, al kol ponim lehochnes atzmo liyom sheikonis lemishpat lefnei Hashem b'rosh Hashana, shloshim yom kodim b'tshuva tfilo, v'yiten kolibo rak b'avodas Hashem. The person's obligated to prepare himself for din. And there was Rav Yitzchok Goldfarb, who was the head of Chinuch Hayoshen in Yerushalayim for over 50 years, and stories said about him, he would go to the courthouse and sit there, and he was pacing, and people asked him, what are you doing over here? Finally he said, I'm here. My din is coming up, Rosh Hashanah. I want to see the attitude. I want to see how people are faring, how people are standing here. That's what I want to do before Rosh Hashanah. Yom HaDin. So I spoke there in the Hillel, and the senior staff member who contacted me said, and actually they were very, very nice. They made sure to make everything kosher. They called me, wish I get the food, everything you want, you'd be comfortable, everything good. And she said, I hear what you're saying, but it makes sense. I never heard of El. I never heard of it. And at one point, I asked people in my shul. I asked them one time, you know, what do people go if they're not from? What do people think when they go to the synagogue on Rosh Hashanah? Why are they going? So I had a number of people answer. One person said, they know a Jewish person is supposed to attend. It's cultural. Some say they attend with frustration. They sit through a long service, something you have to do. Or they heard it's Judgment Day, but don't grasp the concept, nor do they try. Another person said, yeah, it's Judgment Day. By coming to services, the people score points with God and get written in the Book of Life. So by coming to services, you get brownie points. We know El is Yom HaDin. We know Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaDin. There was something troubling me, and I want to share it with you and how I understand this. Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaDin, and we say even in our davening that everyone comes and stands before the Ribbono Shel Olam. Every person, every ummah, every nation is judged on Rosh Hashanah. So I was wondering, so why doesn't anybody tell them? Do you hear anybody telling people? You're going to be judged, whole nations. And this is what we're doubting. This is what we're saying. How does this make sense? Let people know. This is something that was bothering me. You go ahead and have din on people, and we know din, so you have to let them. It's important to prepare, but these people don't even know that they're having din. How do you do that? So I saw something from Reb Repta, and I want to take it a step further, because he says that we see in various Mekoros. One in particular that I'm going to cite, Rabbeinu Bechaya. Where does it say that Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaDin? Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaDin. Where does it say it? We know it. Where does it say it? You certainly don't have it in the Torah. In the Torah you have Zichron Teruah. You don't have that it's Yom HaDin. Rabbeinu Bechaya says, Lo bir shel hayom hazeh yomen. It doesn't say it, mefurash. It doesn't say it. And then later on, umashu yom adin nirmas b'milas ikorin. in the word zikaron, there's a remes hiyam hadin. Ki loshen nofel al hadin. He brings rayas that would indicate din. Does the Torah say yom hadin? No. What? It's the day of din, so important. Why doesn't the Torah say it? And then later on he says, kol mashenin yoseh ne'elam yoseh pnimi hu yoseh sosum. Anything which is more pnimi, which is more inside, it's more hidden. And the Rebbevda notes that, you know why the Ummos Olam, why they're not aware of Yom HaDin? Because Yom HaDin comes api Kabbalah, api Torah Shebaal Peh, it's not written in the Torah, and therefore Lo Masra, therefore it wasn't given that information to them, because it's Torah Shebaal Peh. The oral law, that's not something given to the Ummos Olam, even though they're being judged. And I would like to actually take this a step further, because you have to understand, you're going to say Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaDin. When you talk to people about Yom HaDin, even if they know about Rosh Hashanah, everybody knows there are three books that are open. There's a Sefer Chaim for Tzadikim, Sefer of the Rishoyim, and then there's a Bein and Tzluyim. So three books are open. So you go ahead and you learn this in preschool. And you have how many different pictures do you paint like that? And with the scale, with the books. You know, three books. How is someone supposed to understand that? What does that mean? The Sefer Chaim. So obviously, if you're going to speak to somebody who you want to explain what's going on here with Yom HaDin, well, there are three books. Yeah, we know the three books are there. Does that mean that if someone is nifted during the years of Russia? Does that mean that if the person lives the next year and everything is fine with him, he's a tzaddik? How do you go ahead and understand the basic of Yom HaDin? And with that, there are a number of approaches. I'll just mention two very quickly. The Ramban and the Ran say Sefer Tzadikim does not mean that the person is a tzaddik. It does not mean that a person lives that year, he's a tzaddik. It means what? Tzaddik B'din. The person's getting a din of a tzaddik. He is getting in the sefer of tzaddikim. Why? Because with Hashem's cheshbonos, with Hashem's considerations, he's getting something which will go towards his whole picture, his whole life, and what's going to be with him in this world, what's going to be with him in the next world. So he's going to get maybe something here that he'll be denied that in the next world. All these cheshbonos. But it means tzaddik, what? A din. It does not mean that the fact that someone lives that year, oh, he's a tzaddik. No, tzaddik, he had din of a tzaddik. Tosfos has another pshat. Tosfos has a different pshat. Tosfos says that the din on Rosh Hashanah of the three svarim are for Olam Haba. They're not even for this world. What's going to be with the person? What's chelek can he have in Olam Haba? So then, you have the kashya, so what do I have to judge every year? I mean, wait till the din comes from Olam Haba. No. Every year you have to go ahead and make a cheshbon. You have to make a consideration of how this year is going to work out towards this person's place in Olam Haba. Once you understand that, you can understand very well. You can't go ahead and tell the Ummos HaOlam that it's Yom HaDin. Because what they're going to say, oh, the Jewish people, there was an attack against them this year. Oh. So we know, look what happened to them. Oh, this person, everything went well. Oh, it's a tzaddik. You're going to go ahead and explain Olam Haba. You're going to go ahead and explain to them? Din has to be in there, but you can't go ahead and publicize this to them and tell them that this is what it is. Because they would go ahead, for example, one of the reasons Yonah didn't go ahead. Yonah had Nevuah.
before he was told to go to Nineveh. One of the nevuahs that he had was that the Klal Yisrael should go ahead and do tshuva, or else Yerushalayim would be charev. He went ahead and said that, and the people listened. And as a result, there were some people who said, look, he said it's going to happen. Didn't happen. They didn't connect it to the fact that they did tshuva. You can't go ahead and say just, oh, this is judgment, the day of judgment, because it's so deep, and you need Amunah b'Hashem to go ahead and grasp what that is. In Gemara Shoshana, it says, then it comes to din. But those from Bavel said that the Klal Yisrael comes to din, kivneim rona, like sheep. And they come out like lambs, and they're counted just like by lambs when you count for Maiser one at a time, they're counted for din. Rish Lakish says, kemailos beimor. Rish Lakish says you compare that to those on Bnei Maron, an elevated area. They're going the elevated path of Maron where the groups have to go in single files. Everyone comes out separate. Rabbi Yehuda, B'shem Shmuel said, K'chayolos Beisovit. They go single file, like they're going out to war. And the Ben Yoyada says, that what do you need these three ideas for? What does it mean, sheep, or the cliff, or the chayolos based of it? So he says, one shot is like sheep, because sheep, you can't go ahead and have and take them to task for the errors. They're sheep. So Hashem looks like, so they make errors. What can you do? You look at them with such rachmim. And the pshat that it's nemoron, like by the side of a cliff, he says, you have to understand, Abisha looks at Klal Yisrael and says, people are on edge. They have issues, so therefore he deals with them with rachamim. And the other pshat, kechayolos based of it, that they look and see what kechayolos, they're from the army of David HaMelech. And with that, he gives two pshatim. He has a number of pshatim. One of them is, with that, they have chus avos, the merit of avos of coming from the previous doros of kedoshim, like David HaMelech. And the other is that they're machne elokim. They're the army of Hashem. That's what it is. And something very important. Throughout the years, people say, Klal Yisrael, everything's, people are obsessed with Klal Yisrael. People, it's all they talk about, it's all you see in the news, Klal Yisrael. And I pointed out a number of times, did you ever see, maybe not lately, did you ever see where William and Kate go somewhere? Every step they go, if there's someone's looking, someone take a shot, some of that. Why? Because royalty. Klal Yisrael is royalty. And it's important to know that every person in Klal Yisrael is royalty. And as Rav Shlomo Kaliner says, the biggest Yetzahara that there is for someone to forget he's Ben Melech, he's royalty, Klal Yisrael. But every single person in Klal Yisrael is royalty. And the Gemara in Bava Basra brings an incident where they ask the Chachamim that why it is that there are people who have needs. And in the Gemara, he says that a melech threw away his son. He sent him away, and the son had nothing. And then someone went ahead and helped the son and gave him something. And the king gave him a gift and thanked him. The king gave him a gift. What do you mean? He threw him away because he's my kid. He's my son. Avinu Malkeinu, this is what it is. This is my son. I care about my son. And you care about my son. Then I care for you. And I give you a gift for that. It's interesting. The Gemara says that Beskira Achas, Hashem gives a din, Beskira Achas, looks in one glance at everybody. So everybody's they're judged. How? What is skira achas? So pashut, I had understood. Or is skira achas like, okay, there's two judgments. There's me, and then part of everybody else. Because after all the three things that the Gemara brings have to do with groups and individuals. So there's a din of me, and there's a din of the klal. So whatever's going to happen to the klal, that's a din, and whatever's going to happen to me, that's my issue, but it's part of my din as well, whatever happens to the klal. But actually, the Alter from Kelm said something more than that. He says like this, Yeshnei mishpotim kol yochid bifnei atzmo, vod kulon niskorn b'ski rachas, perish mishpat ha-klal, im lo kikil haram im tikein. The two dinim. There's the klal and there's the individual. There's you, and what did you do for the klal? How did you affect the klal? How did you affect other people? That's Beskira Achas. That's what the din is. And why is it that I'm affected by someone else's din? The Aruch HaShulchan says, how can you make a bracha for somebody else? How do you make a bracha for somebody else? He says that dafka bebrachos mitzvahs, only by bracha of a mitzvah can you make a bracha for somebody else. Why? Kol Yisrael Raven Zebazeh. Everyone is responsible one for the other. This person did not do a mitzvah. It's like you didn't do it. This is our chashukha. If it's a chesaron in one person, it's a chesaron in you. And with that, you have to realize that it's not even simply a matter of understanding where people are coming from. When we had recently, somebody asked, why Klal Yisrael has so many tzaras? And I don't understand. Look at the, you see a group of people who are devoted, involved in Torah mitzvahs, but the most of the people of the Klal Yisrael, do you know what the most is? The most, unfortunately, is not yet connected, attuned to Torah mitzvahs. And as we see from the Aruch HaShulchan and from the Alter Kelm, their din is our din. I'll wrap up very quickly. There's something from Rav Huttner that I want to share with you, which is a letter that Rav Huttner wrote to somebody. Apparently, this individual had written a letter to Rav Huttner and was very upset. Rav Huttner told him to care for other people. And the person said, you know, you wrote me if I forgot the pasuk HaShomer Achi Anochi. And Rav Huttner wrote back, Lo olal das adam eolam, it never entered anyone's mind to go ahead and tell you this obligation to watch out for your brother. But vadai vai, certainly chovoscha ha-elementaris, the elementary obligation is to go ahead and help somebody else. The shuvato kosei b'kolom, then you write, v'chiyesh b'yodi las shanos et ha-matzav. Can I change the matzav? Can I change? That's what you wrote to Rav Huttner. Can I change this? And Rav Huttner said, ein demos b'enecha. There are no tears in your eyes. What does that mean? Can I have another 5 minutes? Okay. And whoever has to go, please. But there's something very, very important. There's a Gemara in Brachas that is relevant to our davening every day. The Gemara brings Hani Ben Yune. There was hooligans in the neighborhood of Rameyer who were giving him difficulty, and he wanted to go ahead and do away with them and have them and have them killed. Have them killed that they should die. He wanted they should die as a chus for them so that they shouldn't continue doing aveiros. And his wife said famously, Yitam ha-chaton, not chotim. And with that, davened for them, and they did tshuva. Masha says this is a very difficult Gemara. Very difficult Gemara. Why? Because it says, Hakol b'dei shamayim chutz mira shamayim. Everything is in the hands of Hashem except for fear Hashem. And I can't have fear of Hashem for you. Even person, if he has fear of Hashem, fine. But how can you go ahead and damage this person should do tshuva? So, basically, as the kasha, the challenge that he presents to us, on every day, we ask, Hachzireinu b'tshuva shalem mafanecha, Hashem, please bring us to tshuva. Not me, all of us, to tshuva. How? How do you go ahead and ask some, what do you mean? Hashem bring them back to tshuva, not to tshuva. Hakol b'dei shemayim, please bring shemayim. This is Marsha's kasha. The Marsha answers, Efsher, and Rav Moshe Feinstein has issue with Marsha's teretz. He says, maybe, since you're davening and you include yourself in it, it can go ahead and include for other people too. That's Marsha. It happens to be, the Chazon Ish and Marsha have different answers for this. The Chazon Ish says in the piece that Klal Yisrael is all one. Therefore, your davening for somebody else is your davening for yourself. It's connected in that way, the Chazon Ish. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a different pshat. Moshe Feinstein says like this. When you daven for somebody else, Hasrein B'Shuvah Shalem Avnech, he gives two pshatim. He says two, and he likes the second one better. The first pshat is like this. What holds people back from Yerushalayim? They could be going through difficulties. They could be going through this Nisayim, that Nisayim, that difficult. So daven that they be relieved from that Nisayim. That you can daven. But you're not asking that they stop Yerushalayim. You just give them tshuva that they be relieved for that. The other pshat is, Tzorach Lomar, Gam Shayach Lispalel Shashem Yisbarach Yazmalehen Sheyishmu Divrei Musa Me'anoshin Tzadikim V'yashuvu V'yashuvu Asab Tshuva V'zei Yosan Nochem. Daven. Daven for them. That what? That they'll meet somebody and that they'll hear a word of Torah. That they'll bring, some will bring to a kollel to learn. Daven. That's what Rav Moshe Feinstein says. V'zei Yosan Nochem. Said this is pshat in Gemara. So every day, when you say Hachzirein b'shuvah shalom afanach, you say, yes, Hashem, bring tshuva for everybody. What is Hashem going to do? Says you can't do that. Everyone's responsible for their own tshuva. No, Hashem, please bring the circumstances that they can go ahead and possibly hear some words of Torah that will bring them closer to Ribbono Shel Olam. A number of years ago, I spoke. It was on a Yom Tov, and I spoke about Minhagim, and how important it is to keep Minhagim of the past. I'm not going to go into detail of it, but Minhagim of the past is important. And someone told me that he leaned over to his son at the time. He was not from at the time, nor was his son. He said, you know what? I have to start doing like the old ways. I have to start doing that. I have to start doing it. He became Shomer Mitzvos. His son became Shomer Mitzvos. And the sad thing is, he's someone who knew at least to say in the old way that we should do it like that. People today have no idea what that is. But that's, as it says, V'yahavta es Hashem u'kech v'yahavta, what we say in Shema, Shehei Shem Shemaim is Haiv al Yodcha, that Hashem's name, you love somebody, you want to make sure other people care for them too. That's V'yahavta, this is the Gemara. Shehei Shem Shemaim is Haiv al Yodcha, that other people will come to Avas Hashem. And therefore there's no coincidence that you find in Yeshaya, Avraham Ohavi. Hashem said, Avraham Ohavi.
Adam Lovely. He brought other people to Torah mitzvahs. In conclusion, I've been blessed, Baruch Hashem, to be in a place to that I can be together with Klal Yisrael. I remember years ago, someone asked me, why aren't there more people like you coming out here? I could have explained to many reasons why. But Baruch Hashem. And Hashem gave me also this list, my Rebbetzin, to be there. And my Rebbetzin grew up in Borough Park. And after we got married, we moved to Queens. She said, I already feel like I moved out of town. But together, we've been there over the years. And Baruch Hashem, I've been able to put out a book with not only incidents it had, but the resources, the Ma'amar Koymus, the Hafsirein B'Shuvah Shleim Al-Fanach. I have that in a section of resources. And I want to conclude with this, that it says in Avos Reb Nosson, Aaron Mahalach Bederach, Aaron the Kohen was going along the way, and he met a Rasha, an evil person, V'nosson lo shalom. He gave him shalom. L'macha b'kei shosei shlava aveira. The next day, this person wanted to do an aveira. What do you say? Amar oily. Heich esainai achar kaferes Aaron b'shasimenu. Aaron gave me shalom. I can't go ahead and do this aveira. Wow. We're not Aaron. And it's not that everything that we do, people will say, oh. But the many opportunities that we have, that we could be that individual like Aaron, who just because he had a kesher with this person, the person said, I don't want to go ahead and do an aveira because Aaron gave me shalom. That's what he gave me. And that made the whole difference with these rishonim. And this is the conclusion from Or Yecheskel, who states, at this point, Nochutzu, it's important, Sha'avodosenu, our voda before Rosh Hashanah should be Na'avod, that we should serve Hashem, L'man Hashem Yisbarach, not for Cheshbeinus, L'man Hashem, let's try to help each one the other. All for that same reason, objective. And the Yosef Yom Rosh Hashanah Atzmo Chayeves Liosav Asya Bineinu Ulahargish what? To feel Kulam Lanu Ovdin L'Dover Echad. We are all working together for the same thing. The chol echod, the echod, every person, memalei chesrono shel chavero, is there to fill that which the void which the other has. We are there for you. We are there for each other. May Hashem give us the bracha. With all the difficulties Klal Yisrael is going through, we are the bonim of the Ribono shel Olam. We have to remember that and to watch out each and every one of us for others. There are so many people who their lack of connection is because they have no connection. They don't even know what it is. And the Eibushah should give us the ability to be Avram Lavi, the Oave Hashem, to go ahead and work together. As Rav Cheskel Levenstein says, we're all on the same team. May Hashem give us the bracha to work together to bring Klal Yisrael higher and higher. May Hashem bring us the ability to all Klal Yisrael with tshuva. It should be a year of bracha and hatzlocha.
What?
Yeah.